Skunda attributes the biotech park's success to several things, including the participation of established companies like Altria and rapidly emerging ones like Health Diagnostic Labs.
Some good luck, some good fortune, and capitalizing on opportunities, as well as essentially relying on some of the basic strengths that VCU has at the medical center in terms of research and areas of excellence has really been what we've depended on to bring it to this stage.
He says the park's continued growth can also be attributed to the collaborative working environment of a walkable urban research community.
Bringing them together in an environment where they have the opportunity, both by accident as well as by design, to meet each other and to collaborate is one of the real secrets. And we do it in a variety of ways at the Biotech Park. We have monthly scientific luncheons where we invite the scientists to come together for lunch and over a topic. We have entrepreneurship luncheons where the earlier stage companies and the business side can talk about challenges that they may be facing, et cetera. We have social events, so communication vehicles like our websites, newsletter, et cetera. These are things that essentially bring the companies together into a community so that hopefully we don't have silos of individual employers, whether they be the government labs or the private companies or the nonprofits.
Skunda estimates that the park brings $1 billion economic impact to the Richmond region, both through direct and indirect factors.
Just in terms of direct investment, we've now seen 1.3 million square feet already built or in the pipeline right now with what we're currently building. That represents over $600 million in capital investment in the physical facilities alone and about 2,500 people that are employed at the research park. The average salary, as we know in the life sciences industry, is significantly higher than other sectors, even other technology sectors. I think that nationally the figure is over $80,000 on an average wage basis. So we know that those things are benefiting the community, both in terms of the spending power, the jobs that are being created through the construction, the jobs that are being created through the suppliers to those laboratories, because they all need supplies, whether it be the gases for the research on an ongoing basis, the liquids, the supplies, all those kinds of things. So it is building an engine, if you will, and a segment of our economy.
Skunda says the industry will continue to flourish in the downtown region.
We have the ability to develop about 500,000 more square feet on what we have under our control. If we are able to secure some of the lands that the city has under its control that are within our master plan footprint area, it would add to that. So we're not at the point yet that we're crying uncle, but we need to continue to look ahead. And it's really what will the next 10 years bring in terms of potential and opportunity for us. And that's really where we're looking at adjacent properties along the interstate, for example, or possibly like around the existing Coliseum, et cetera. Cost is really only one of the considerations, because in many cases, when you talk about a facility like the existing Coliseum, to raise that and to bring the land back to a state that it could be developed is not an insignificant financial challenge. But I think that there is tremendous opportunity for us. And at some point in time, I think that both VCU and the Biotech Research Park are probably going to be looking to continue to move east into the Chaco Bottom area. That may be the future kind of stage for both of the entities. And we are joined at the hip, the medical center and the Biotech Research Park. It's really the collection and the adjacency of those entities that really makes us attractive to companies looking and comparing us to Baltimore, Philadelphia, Boston, and other places.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.